Hey, Tyrone, did you make any other pre-draft visits besides the Jaguars?
Yeah, I went on five other visits.
Uh-huh. Which were the other four teams?
I went to Tennessee, Washington, D.C., L.A., San Diego, and Minnesota.
Were you disappointed you weren't invited to the Combine?
I mean, yeah, I'm a competitor, and supposedly it's supposed to be the top whatever guys that are going to get drafted that go to the Combine. So, yeah, I was motivated by that for sure.
How important was your pro day in running a sub 4.6 40?
I think it was huge in just showing that I have legit speed, and not just the fact that I played at the FCS was the reason why I had success. It was the fact that I can actually play some football. So,
how comfortable are you in space, playing in space?
What's that?
How comfortable are you playing in space, like playing as a rush linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a whole lot of experience doing it, but it's definitely something that I could learn and adapt to,
18 sacks last year to lead the country. What clicked for you as a senior?
I think it was just I think early in my career I was getting to the quarterback a lot, but I wasn't getting him on the ground. And so I think the difference this year was just being more focused once I actually got to the quarterback and actually getting the guy on the ground. So I think that was huge.
How about the East-West Shrine Game? What kind of impact did you make at that All-Star game, do you feel?
What kind of impact?
Did you feel you sent some messages that you can be a draftable player?
Yeah, I mean, at the East-West Shrine Game, I just tried to go in and just work as hard as I could, and I didn't feel like I was – I mean, I felt like I was beating the guys there. So, I mean, it was definitely a confidence boost being able to go down there and do well.
Where's your hometown?
Eagle Point, Oregon, down in southern Oregon, kind of in the middle of nowhere. So. Okay.
How many people live there?
About 10,000.
What stood out about your visit here?
What's that?
What stood out about your visit here?
Just kind of the culture of everything. I mean, I was able to sit down with a bunch of people, and it seemed like everyone had, like, the same good attitude. It seemed like the program was headed in a good direction. And, I mean, the coaches are awesome there, so I'm really excited to get out there and work with them.
They also worked out with you at Montana, correct?
Yeah, there was no coaches, I don't believe. I think just scouts. But yeah.
So how did the Grizzlies find you in Eagle Point?
I'm not sure. Somehow my D-line coach got some film on me, and he liked what he saw, so he recruited me out. I was really lightly recruited out of high school, so I mean, I didn't have a lot of options at that point. Montana was the best fit. I loved every minute of it, so.
Like, were you like under 200 pounds as a high school senior, or
what's that?
How much did you weigh? Were you a smaller player as a high school guy, or did you add a lot of weight in college?
No, I didn't. I mean, I was probably 235. I mean, there's not a whole lot of schools that recruit this area of Oregon. It's kind of out of the way. I mean, the Oregon universities don't really recruit Oregon that much as it is, and then there's not really any other universities out here. So there's not really a whole lot of options when it comes to college recruiting for college football or high school football players out here.
Okay.
You talked about getting quarterbacks on the ground more often last year. Was that just a matter of being stronger or mentally, or kind of what went into that?
I think it was more mental than anything. I mean, it's just I was so focused on beating my guy that when I got there, I was almost surprised sometimes, you know? I think it was just like my senior – I know it's my senior year. I have one last chance to leave some sort of legacy at the University of Montana, and so I think I was just more focused in every game that I went into. I wanted to have the biggest impact possible, and I think that was just the difference.
What were your expectations for the draft?
For this draft?
Yeah, for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to get picked. I mean, I didn't really care where, like, draft order, but I just wanted to be able to get chosen by a team and have the opportunity to go in there and try to make that team better. So
did you watch it from round one all the way through?
Heck no. No, I don't have that. No.
Yeah. So when
no,
did you turn it on and start saying, okay, maybe I got a shot?
I didn't really watch too much till today, and I didn't really even watch much today, but I happened to be watching whenever I got picked.